me record it. Good morning, good morning, good morning for the ones that weren't in. This is Sister LaShonda. It is Monday. It is Monday. We're going to start the week off in prayer. We're going to give God his honor, his glory, because we know that he is worthy of it. And while we are praying, I want y'all to lean in. I want y'all to pray with us. Don't allow it just to be the prayer lead. But let your voice be heard. Call out to God for yourself. I know some are at work in different situations and you're listening in. But let the presence of God sit down where you are. That is our expectation. This is a prayer service, not just a prayer meeting. Okay? At this time, we're going to hand it over to Sister Elaine. She's going to put that first coal on the fire for us. It's in your hands, ma'am.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. My topic this morning is on guidance. I don't know, this morning I studied late last night, and I get to my location in my house, which is my, I always tell you all, it's my kitchen at my table. And the Psalms 23rd came to my heart this morning. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Also, I want to say that Jesus said, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commands and remain in his love. And then Psalms 25, 4 and 5 says, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope. You are my hope and will be that all day long. And then it says, in Psalms 32 and 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. And then Luke 1 and 79, it says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will direct or make your path straight. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my heart, for my path. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the word guidance. Oh, God, guide us in the way that you say we should be led to, Lord. We thank you this morning for waking us up this morning. We thank you for leading us on this day to come to you in prayer this morning. I thank you for each and every person that's on this line, near and far. I thank you, Lord God, for our bishop and his wife, because they have been guiding us and leading us in this truth, in this book, and to get so that we can get a better understanding of what's being taught to us. Father, I thank you this morning. I still am going to always thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, 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 that still leads and guides us to the way that we should go. He leads us because we cannot go to our Father unless we come through his Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for all the prayer leads. I thank you for the prayer host that hosts beautifully on Mondays for me. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that they are being led and that they're letting their minds hear the great word of God and let their minds be open to everything that has been said to them in this word. I thank you, Lord God, because you are the King of kings, Lord of lords, and Master of masters. What could we do? What can we do? What can we be without you, Lord? We thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you are God of all truth. We thank you because you are leading and guiding us each and every day, each and every moment, each and every second of our lives, Lord. We thank you because you are a good God. We thank you that we can come to your son, Jesus, and we can ask him to go to you, Big Daddy, to come to you and let our prayers be presented and that they'll be answered through your son to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the sick, that they can realize even in their sickness, no matter how sick or if they're going to be well or not, that they know that you are the one that's going to lead and guide them to their health, Lord God. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because they can come to you and say, oh God, by your stripes, I am healed. We are healed this morning, even in our sickness, sickness in our mind, sickness in our bodies, sickness in every way that sickness can come, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your son in Jesus. We thank you because he died on that cross for us. He bled on that cross. He was whipped and beaten for us, Lord God. Oh God, where would we be right now if it hadn't have been for your son, Jesus? Jesus, Jesus, who you led and you guided him, and now he's still alive. He's alive today. He's not dead. He's off that cross right now. He is alive, and he lives in us today. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing and the things that you're about to do. I thank you, Lord, because through your son, Jesus, he is the only way we can come through to get to you. He is the only way. We thank you for him this morning. We thank you for him leading us and guiding us to the truth of who you really are, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you because you are the great King of kings, Lord of lords, and Master of masters. We thank you, Lord God, for our bishop, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you continue to lay your hands on him and his wife. Lay your hands on him, Lord, that he don't be discouraged about things, different things that's going on right now. Lord, I ask you that you continue to let him lead us, be our leader, Lord God, through you. We thank you for him this morning. I ask you, Lord God, that you touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and that his wife continues to be by him, by his side each and every day. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the word that we've been getting from our bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that was sent by his wife yesterday morning, Lord. We thank you because she preached to the women. She talked to the women's heart and let us know that we are something. We are somebody. We just got to know who we are. I thank you, Lord God, for that word this morning. I thank you that she is a leader. She guided the women yesterday. She had the women happy in their hearts on yesterday. We thank you for her this morning. We thank you that she continues to be strengthened in what she do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that through your son, Jesus, that he is guiding her, that he is she's got her eyes looking far, that she knows exactly what she should do, Lord God. We thank you for the both of them. We thank you, Lord God, for our families and our friends and our associates, that we're able to speak into their hearts, Lord God, that we can guide them straight to you, Lord. We thank you this morning because you are the only way. You are the only way. You are the only way. We see no other way without you, Lord God. You are the only way. The only way. I want to sing this little verse. Everywhere that I go, I must tell everyone of the I know, and the things he has done. He's the truth and the life, and there's no other way but to the Father. Long ago, when he knew you'd be out on a limb, he gave his life for you. Won't you live yours for him? He's the Almighty Rock, and there's no other way but to the Father. Oh, he's the only way. I give this back to the host this morning. I thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine. Thank you. People be wondering, like, well, what happens? What makes us, when we're praying, end up in a song? Because it's like the joy. What happens in the prayer, it encourages you so much that you find a song. The song gets down in your spirit, and then you just have to say it out. Listen, I get so caught up in it, I forget I'm the host sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, they about to hand it back to you. Come, you got to come back out. But I just like to worship. I like to praise him. I like to hear the people go forth, because it can't be the same. It can't be the same all the time. We have to mature to hear different voices and be able to hear the word of the Lord and be able to be encouraged by each and every person to go forth. Maybe they don't sing it the way you would sing it. Maybe they don't pray the way you would pray. Maybe somebody is a little loud. Maybe somebody is a little slower and more deliberate in their prayer. But listen to me, people of God. Let me tell you something. If you pour in, if you lock in, you're going to get exactly what you need. The Lord will do exceeding abundantly, amen, above all that you can even ask or think. That's where we have to be. Let me calm down. I mean, I don't know why I'm acting like this. It's Monday. It's not like it's the end of the week. It's Monday. We're starting it off. Let me calm down. Hey, for the ones that did join us, y'all join before I said who I was. This is Sister Rashonda again. Hey, I am your hostess this morning. Sister Elaine already don't put a good coal on the fire, and I know some have to get up out of here. I know you do. But before you leave, why don't you consider sowing a gift? Every seed produces a harvest. You have to believe that. You put your seed in the ground, and you expect it. You look for it. You used to say, I'm just waiting on my ship to come in. Well, if you didn't send a ship out, stop waiting. And if you did send a ship out, sometimes you got to swim to it. But put a seed in the ground, and I believe that you will receive the harvest that you're looking for. You can sow your seed at Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, and you can sow your gift there. That's ekcministry.org. All right? We're going to go ahead and get to our next prayer lead. That's Sister Tanya. If you are ready, it is in your hands.
Good morning, Sister Latanya. And my word for today is productivity. And I guess it's a singing kind of morning, Sister Shani, because I woke up with I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. I got my war clothes on in the army. And we are reminded, it says in Psalms chapter 90, verse 17, it says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. We have a work to do. It says work while it's still yet day, for a time has come when we won't be able to work. And we have a work to do. He calls us into the fields. He calls us out into the world. And so, Lord, we come before you today, and we say thank you for breathing breath into our lives just one more time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunities you give us to do your work, to be productive, Father God, as I think of those who are in the military and what they do, Father God, to get up every day to be productive to serve our country, Father God. Help us every day, Father God, to get up looking to be productive to serve you, Lord. Help us be productive, Father God, to reach out to others, Father God, who might not know you. Help us, Father God, to be productive in our lives, Lord Jesus, as you send us out on our daily tasks, Father God, to work in the fields. I pray, Father God, that we will be your messengers. I pray, Father God, that we will produce good fruits. I pray, Father God, that our lives will produce good fruits of the Spirit, Father God. That, Father God, our lives will show, Lord, love. I was listening to a message that says, what kind of water are you producing? And if somebody had to drink from your well, what kind of water would they receive? I pray, Father God, that we would work. That when people sit at our wells, Father God, that they would get clean water. That we would work to have a clean heart, Father God. Lord, we know that faith without works is dead, Father God. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would put our faith into action. Lord Jesus, that we would produce a good seed, Father God. That we would produce a good crop, Father God. We thank you that some plant, some water, Father God, and some get the crop up. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord Jesus, we'll be out there and be willing and ready, willing to serve you, Father God, ready to stand on guard, Lord Jesus, for when you call us forth, which you do each and every day, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we'll be steadfast in your word. Lord Jesus, we'll be steadfast, Father God, and that you would just shine your light upon us. We thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit, Father God, and I pray that we will be open and mindful for how it is that he's leading and directing us, Father God, to be productive in the world today. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for our leaders who are producing good fruit, Father God. I thank you for our leaders around the world, not only working with the adults, but those who are working with the youth, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that again, our eyes will be open, our hands out, Father God, not to receive, but to give, Father God, unto the people that you have surrounded us with. And I pray, Father God, that we'll surround us with people who are productive. Productive about the will of the Father. Doing what it is that you have called us to do, Father God. And help us not to shy away from it. Help us, Lord Jesus, to run the race, Lord Jesus. Help us to recognize that we are soldiers in your army. And soldiers don't sit down. They are always on the move, ready to go, Father God, at your command. And you have sent us the word to go out into the world. Reaching out to our brothers and sisters, Father God, that they might know you, Lord Jesus. I pray that we be willing to go, Lord Jesus. For you say that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Lord Jesus, we have you have produced into us, Father God, faith, hope, love, Lord Jesus, patience, peace, kindness. I pray, Father God, that as we produce good fruit, Father God, that people be able to glean from our tree, Father God. That they be able to be fed the good word. Lord Jesus, they be able to minister to you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would just humbly seek you. Humbly seek your will and your way, Father God. Help us to be productive and just putting on our work clothes, Father God. Not only the fruits of the Spirit, Father God, but the breastplate of righteousness, Father God. Walking with the shield of the Spirit. I just pray, Father God, that we will walk in your love and your hope and your guidance, Father. And I continue, Lord Jesus, to pray for our teachers around the world who are teaching our kids, Father God. I'm praying that as they work, to educate our kids, Lord Jesus, that they will be encouraged and not discouraged, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, for our students. I pray, Father God, that you will keep them safe. I pray that you will open up their hearts and their minds to learn, Father God, and want to learn. And I pray they won't be discouraged. I pray they won't feel defeated, Father God. I pray they will know that they are your warriors, called out, set aside for you, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will go with us today, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will open our eyes to see what it is that you have in store for us. And it says, bless the work of our hands, Father God. All that we set forth to do today, Father God, I pray that you will bless it, Lord. I pray, Father God, if it's going to visit the sick and the shut in, that you will bless it, Father God. If it's going to help out in the schools, that you will bless it, Father God. If it's going to help at the church, that you will bless it, Father God. Whatever it is, Father God, that you call our hands to do today, I pray, Father God, that your blessing will be upon it, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that we won't take it for granted. Thank you for the ability that you give us to work, Father God, each and every day. But there are those who can't work, Father God. And I pray that you will be with those people. I pray that you will encourage them, Father God. I pray that you will lift them up. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that people will see us and want to know more about you and what keeps us smiling, what keeps us working, what keeps us going, Father God. But Lord, we know that we can't do it on our own. Lord, you said without you, nothing is possible. With you, all things are possible, Father God. May we not grow weary in well-doing. Help us to run the race that you have set before us, Father God. Help us recognize there is still work to be done. People still need to know you. We are looking at a fallen world, and so many people want to do it their own way, Father God, but we recognize that it's all about you, and it's not about us, Father God. We pray that as your workers that we would decrease, that you might increase in our lives all the more. Help us, Father God, to show ourselves as faithful unto you, Father God, faithful unto your word. The Lord Jesus, you will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Help us, Father God, to be faithful in our productivity. Help us, Father God, not to be downcast. Help us, Father God, to want to just continue to lift you up and share the love of Christ to those we come in contact with, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be productive and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Father God, you said the greatest among these is love. Help us, Father God, to love, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to want to be more like you. Father God, you said you came to seek and to save that which was lost, and will work to be done, a work to seek out, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will seek your face, that you would teach us where and when to be productive, and then where and when to rest, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we be ready. I pray, Father God, that we'll be steadfast. I pray that we'll get ready so we don't have to be ready. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that, that Lord, our eyes would be set on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. I pray, Father God, that we will say, Lord, use us. Lord, like the Elijah said, who's going to go? He says, send me, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to want to be productive. Help us to want to get out there and serve. Help us want to, Father God, to be out there to be a light, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would be at work in us and that your Holy Spirit would produce productivity within us, Father God. And I pray that we would be willing servants unto you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be willing servants unto you, that we will say, yes, Lord. I'm ready to go. Send me, Father God. I pray, Father God, for the dry bones. And I pray, Father God, that you would breathe life into those that are falling by the wayside, Father God. Help us as your servants not to fall asleep, Lord Jesus. For, Lord, again, recognizing there's still work to be done for your kingdom, Father God. And I pray that we won't rest, Lord Jesus, and until the work is done. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be productive in sitting at your feet. Be productive in bringing in your word. Be productive in drawing closer to you, the wellspring of our lives. Be productive, Father God, in sitting at your will and gleaning from your water. For you said, if you knew who I was, you have to ask me for water. You already know who I am. Thank you, God, for being the wellspring of life. Lord Jesus, help us to be productive and, again, sitting at your feet and hearing from you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us to be productive in knowing your word, that we would hide the word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Father God, we don't want to sin against thee. We want to do what it is you have called us to do, and help us to be faithful in that. And so, Lord, I pray for your peace, and I pray for understanding, Father God, and I pray for motivation and productivity, Father God. I pray, Father God, that people will be motivated to get out there to do the work, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we'll be motivated just to want to do something new each and every day, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the opportunities that you give us, Lord Jesus, to put faith into action, word into deed, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that we would humbly seek you. I thank you that you are our Father. I thank you that you love us so much. I thank you that you call us and you know us by name. I thank you, Lord Jesus, you have invested in us. You have taken the time, Father God, to show us your will and your way, and I pray that we would be responsive unto that by being productive, Father God, by being proactive, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that we will run the race set before us. Run the race, Father God, set before us with grace, Father God, and love, with mercy and kindness that you show upon us. I pray that we would show it to the world, Father God. I pray, Father God, that our hearts and our minds would be open to you. Lord Jesus, show us a new thing, Father God. I thank you that your word said that he has shown thee, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee. It says, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. Help us, Lord, to be productive and walking humbly with you. We thank you, Father God, just for, again, your love for us, your unconditional love. And I pray, Father God, that we will not take your love for granted. Thank you, O Lord, again, for the life that you have breathed into us one more time. Help us be productive workers for you. In Jesus' name I pray. We call it done in faith. I say amen. And I turn it back over into the hands of the host, Minister LaShonda Miller.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Yes, we have to be productive. We have to be productive when we're looking at our day. Sometimes it looks like it's super busy. We have to do so many different things. But we don't want to forget God. I'm thankful that we have an 8 o'clock prayer. I'm thankful that the people get up and come on to the line and get what they need. Some stay 5, some stay 10, some stay the whole hour. But they get what they are looking for, and that's what we're here to do. I thank God for this ministry that allows for us to reach out to the Lord. Listen, if this is your only time of prayer, I'm going to encourage you to find your own private time, that time that you can sit and you can call on the Lord for yourself about situations, about your family, about your child, about your finances, whatever that might be. But I am grateful. I am thankful that we have the ability to pray and intercede and touch and agree with one another in prayer. And that's what is also needed, right? That is what is also needed. We're to touch and agree on anything the Lord will give it unto them. We thank God for that. We thank God that his word says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. We thank God for that. Those are the things that we believe, and we are thankful this morning. I can't wait till it's time for me to pray. I feel like I'm ready to pray. But it's not my turn, so we're going to go ahead and hand it over to our next prayer host, Sister Cynthia, if you're ready, ma'am, it is in your hand.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and I try not to sing because in the morning my voice be so deep. It just don't do. But I thank God and I praise God for another day. My word on today is clarity of mind. And so I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God. I give you glory and I give you honor for truly, truly, God, you worthy to be praised. We thank you and we praise you, God, keeping us over the weekend, bringing us back on a Monday morning to lift you up, to give you the praise and the glory and the honor that truly you're worthy and you do. And so, God, I pray today concerning our mind, God. I pray, Lord, because I know your word said those that keep your mind on him, he'll keep your mind in perfect peace, God. So I come against the enemy that's always trying to come against our mind in the name of Jesus. God, we have to pull down strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having our obedience, God, to be fulfilled. So, God, we have to stay in obedience to you, following your word, God, doing what you called us to do, because the enemy will plant things there, and then, God, it'll get down in our heart, and we'll begin to move in the wrong direction, God. We'll begin to call those things that we see as that is it, and it's not, God. And so, God, that's why you want us to keep our mind on you, Lord God. And so, God, I pray, God, that, Lord, I know when you spoke to Ezekiel and you said, can these dead bones live? And he said, Lord, you know. And he said, then speak to these dead bones and command them to live. God, our bones got to come back to life. That as our mind is on you, God, that we are moving and doing what it is that you're calling us to do in these last and evil days, God. Doing, God, Lord, what you're calling us to do, to be ministers unto the people, to give them your word, God, to live the life of holiness, standing in right standing with you, God. That our mind is always on you. Lord, do I go in this direction? Do I go in that direction? Seeking you every day of our lives, God. Not just existing, but Lord, all of us have a purpose. And we have to seek you on what our purpose is, God. That we'll be doing the things that we should be doing, God. That the enemy can't make a PlayStation out of our mind. That we can't see, God, that we won't live in unbelief. Because, God, you said, God, that you gave unto us power. And we have to believe, God, that you gave us the power. We have to believe, God, that we walk by faith, not by sight. We have to call those things that's not as though they already were. We have to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We have to represent you no matter where we go. Lord, whether we in church, whether we in the grocery store, Lord, whether we in our house, whether we're at the mall, God, they got to look and see you and us, because the only way they're going to see Jesus is they got to see it in us. So, God, we can't be out there cussing and fussing and carrying on, Lord, like you're not Lord of our life. We can't have all that road rage, Lord, because somebody got in front of us. I know, God, we human, and I know, God, that we live in this world, God. But you said we in the world, but we not out of the world. So we got to represent you. We can't stand in the bank line talking about, and we standing in the bank line and it's taking so long, they don't care about us, and we get to hollering and screaming in the grocery store, and then our phone ring and it's got a gospel song. And now folks looking at us like they listen to gospel. We got to do better, God. We got to have a change of mind. Lord, you said that you would give us a new mind. And so, God, we need that mind that's of you. Because so long, Lord, we might have lived in the world and we had that worldly mind. But you said, God, that you would renew our mind. So we thank you, God, for renewing our mind daily. We thank you, God, for the things that you have given us, that you have promised us, God, that we can come before you boldly, God, and ask, God, because you said that you would give us the desires of our heart. Lord, you said, but we got to knock. We got to ask, God. But in our asking, we got to believe, God. And so if our mind is clear and it's stayed on you, God, we can move in that direction. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, because you're a good God. You care about everything in our life. And we got to believe that, God, that no matter what's going on in our life, you said all things work together for our good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Sometimes, God, we don't see it working to our good. But when it's all said and done, we can say, but if it wasn't for the Lord who showed up and showed out and he fixed this situation And I have a testimony to be able to say, God did it. Who did it? God did it. God met the need. He supplied the need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Because, God, we not exempt. We not exempt. You said, God, the trials and tribulations will come, but you delivered them from out of them all. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Sometimes, Lord, it looks like the weapon is prospering. But, God, I know when we're going through hard times, God, that we can turn that plate over and we can seek you, Lord. I know we can write it down on paper. We can find scriptures concerning that situation. And we can cry out to you and watch you move on our behalf. I know, God, that people come against us. But you said the battle is yours, it's not ours. And a lot of times, God, we be thinking in our mind, how can I get them back? But if I get them back, then it's done. But if I allow you to move, I allow you to rule and reign, then I know, God, that that situation is over. But while I'm in the hallway, going through what I'm going through, I got to praise you. I got to call on you, God, because you have the answer. You have the final faith soul. And in the end, God, it worked it to my good. And so I thank you and I praise you. I praise you, God, because I can give a good report, not a bad report, but a good report, God. I won't be, God, like the spies, God, that went to search the land. And they came back with an evil report. But I said, Lord, they said, we like grasshoppers in their sight. But who told you that? And yet you said, Lord, the land surely flowed with milk and honey. And we were able to carry out the grapes. We was able to see the good times. We were able to see the abundance. But it was giants standing in my way. But you're the God over the giants. You're the God over the giants. And so, God, I pray that you'll continue to be the God over the giants that's in our lives, that's trying to destroy us, God, trying to get us to go another way, God. But we got to keep our mind on you, that we're following you. And we're following the men and women that you call to the gospel. As they follow you, we're following in obedience. Not talking about them, not pulling them down, not degrading them, but lifting them up. Lifting them up, God, because everybody don't have the same personality. And God, when we're dealing with people on different levels, we need strength. We need your strength. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength to be able to do what you called us to do. But we got to stop calling what we see. Because then where's the answer to the problem, God? Where's the deliverance, God? That we don't be in confusion, God. Because you're not the author of confusion. Where confusion is, you're not there. So we know not to get caught up in confusion. And we'll be able to say, this is not a God. Because my God is not the author of confusion. Let me move on. This is not where I should be. But God, help us to love one another. You said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor, God? Because you give commandments what you want us to do. And we have to follow them. We can't look at other folks and not, yeah, but they ain't right. But am I right? What am I doing that's not right? And as we point a finger, God, all those fingers is pointing back at me. Got to get me right. I got to stay on the right path. I got to love like never before. Even as they spread the hate, I can't become a part of the hate. I can't become a part of the bitterness. I just got to intercede and pray for them, God, because you are God of love. So we won't be in confusion saying, well, maybe you are God. No, you are God of love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved us so much, he stretched forth his arms, and he died on the cross so we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, God, I thank you. I praise you because you're awesome, God. You're a good God. You care, God. You care. I pray today for our children that you'll cover them under the blood. Protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. I pray for our grandchildren, God. But most of all, God, I pray on today that salvation will come into their lives and they'll look towards you, who's the author and the finisher of their faith. And they'll begin to seek you like never before. Because the enemy wants to show them the green grass, but he never shows them the brown spot. And Lord, they're living in the time. As soon as they turn 18, they're grown and they're running, and you can't tell them nothing. But I pray, God, that they get wisdom. And in getting wisdom, they get an understanding of who you are. And they'll begin to cry out to you. And they'll begin to know for themselves, God, who you are. So I thank you on today. I pray, God, for everyone on the line. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance, God. I pray for increase, Lord. I pray, God, that you would blow on them and double it, triple it, God. I pray, God, because your word says, would you not open up a window from heaven and pour us out a blessing? Your people stand in the midst of needing a blessing on today. And as you're blessing them, God, rebuke the devils for their sake in the name of Jesus, that nothing won't get in their way, and the need will be supplied according to your riches in glory. Whatever the need is, God, I pray on today that you will supply it. And I give you the praise and I give you the glory, God, for keeping us in our right mind as we keep our mind on you. So I touch and agree that it's done by faith. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. I seal it under the blood. For I know that your word should not come back void, but it'll accomplish this day what we're sending it to do. And so I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, saint. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Clarity of mind, clarity of mind. We thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 we thank you. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that great prayer. People of God, I know some have to go. But I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. I pray that something that was prayed or even said touched your heart. But before you go, consider sowing a gift. Our partners support through their giving. All right, so sow your seed. You can sow that seed at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 416-446-1209. You can also go to our website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, if you're not getting our messages and different things that stay connected, you can text the word maximize to 55444. We are still looking for prayer leads, prayer hosts, and if that is you, if that's what you want to do, you can call the church. Let me see where I put the church number at. There we go. You can call the church at 216-475-6327. You can leave your message And Pastor Lenora will get back with you. You'll be trained up. I say it all the time if I'm the host. If you can't pray your 15, if you say I can't get 12, whatever the case may be, tell them to link you up with me. I'll pray with you. You pray 5, I'll pray 5. You pray 6, I'll pray 6, however it goes. I'm willing to be your prayer partner, okay? I think I got everything out of the way. Y'all know I'm going to do it prior to me getting into my prayer. I've got to. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. And that's what the believers believe. And as you're on this line this morning, you have the ability to serve him right where you are. You don't need a building. You are the church. All right. Well, it's me. I'm your last prayer lead. I've been waiting, but I'm going to give you this scripture so that y'all have reference to my song. Now, the song is exceedingly abundantly, but I want to give y'all the scripture so that we will have base in the word. Okay. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That is what's on my heart this morning. I'm going to play the song for a minute. We're going to have a little service. I'm going to unmute the line right after that. So y'all come on and praise the Lord with me. I'm going to see. Y'all come on and praise them with me.
Thank you, Jesus. You did more than I ever expected.
I thank you, Lord. We come before your throne of grace, O God. Lord, with our hands raised, with our hands lifted up, thanking you and praising you, O God, for another day. Thanking you and praising you, O God, for open doors. Thanking you and praising you, O God, that you restored us, O God. Lord, that you kept us through the night, O God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you have given us the ability to come before your throne of grace, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God. Lord, that when we couldn't even think it, O God. Lord, the thing that we thought that you would be able to do, the way that we thought you were going to be able to deliver, the way that we thought that it was going to come to pass, O God, you have did exceeding abundantly above all that we could even ask or think, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you have given us the strength, O God, to go forth, O God, to speak your word, O God, with boldness, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, how you have turned situations around, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, how you have delivered and set free, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that the ones that look like they're so far away from you, O God, Lord, that you are drawing them, Lord Jesus, drawing them with your cords of love, O God, drawing them back to you, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are using us, O God, using us, your people, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, Lord of the minds of clarity, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, as Sister Tanya said, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Oh, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready, O God. I am ready, O God. Lord, the word says, send me. Send me, someone says. I'll go. I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you're sending us out, O God. Lord, it starts with the family, O God. Lord, it starts with our children, O God. Lord, as we speak over them, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we are speaking life into our children, into our grandchildren, O God. Lord, it brings back to my memory, O God, as my children were little. And I used to say, before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. He knew you, and he called you for a purpose, O God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we encourage the parents even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that they would speak life into their children, O God. And Lord, even when it looks like they're going in the opposite way, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are calling them back, O God. Lord, that the seeds that we have planted in them, O God. Lord, that they are going to bring forth a harvest, O God. Lord, because your word doesn't fail, O God. Lord, that it can't return to you void, O God, but it has to accomplish that which is sent out to do, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we can call on your name, O God, and Lord, you can deliver, O God. Lord, you can set free, O God. Lord, even when we make the mistake, O God. Lord, even when we go out, O God, uncovered, O God. Lord, that we can come back to you, O God, and Lord, help us in our mind, O God, that we don't look at ourselves as servants, O God, but Lord, that as we look at ourselves, we see ourselves through your eyes, O God, as sons, O God. Lord, that we can come back to you as a son, O God. Lord, you're standing there to put the robe on us, to put the ring on us, to put our shoes back on our feet, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you are covering us, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you are keeping us, O God. Lord, where we have failed, O God. Lord, that we are able to get back up. Because your word says that a just man falleth seven times, but he rises up again, O God. Don't let us just sit. Don't let us just sit, Lord Jesus, in our failure, O God. But Lord, I pray now that someone is encouraged to get up. Somebody is encouraged to do it again. Somebody is encouraged to start over. Somebody is encouraged, O God, to retool their vision, O God, and Lord, that they can go forth, O God. Lord, that they can have a dream inside of the dream, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that where we have vision, O God. Lord, I thank you, O God, that someone had a vision, O God, for the prayer line. Our bishop had a vision for the prayer line, O God. But Lord, what is the dream inside of the dream? What is the vision inside of the vision, oh God? Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that it'll begin to go over the wall, oh God. Lord, that we will carry it with us, oh God. Lord, that we will pray for one another, oh God. Lord, we'll pray in the schools, and we'll pray at our jobs, oh God. And somebody will say, well, what's going on? I'll pray for you, but I'll also let you know about a prayer line. I'll also let you know about a prayer service. I'll also let you know that you can meet with them at 8 o'clock, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we will be a witness of you, oh God. Lord, that we will be a witness of you, oh God. Lord, that this burden will be heavy on us, oh God. Lord, that we'll have to get it off of us. We'll have to tell somebody about your goodness, oh God. Lord, that we won't be afraid of our own testimonies, oh God. Lord, that it's the reason that we went through the test, oh God, so that we could come out on the other side with a testimony, oh God. Somebody said, the reason I went through my mess is so that I could have a message, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you're using us, oh God. You're using us for your purpose. You're using us for your will, oh God. And we thank you for it, oh God. We praise you for it, oh God. We praise you for it, oh God. Lord, that we'll know our worth. That we'll know our worth, oh God, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it, that our worth, our who we are, is wrapped up in you, oh God. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we count it done in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. All right, people of God, that is our hour. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that your week is blessed. I pray that the Lord will do exactly what it is that you're thinking. And matter of fact, I pray that he does exceeding abundantly above all that you could even ask or think. And I thank God for you. Hey, we know for the ones that get on for real often, Bishop is on at 9 o'clock on YouTube. I say this all the time. You can meet us over there. But guess what? Even if you cannot, if your schedule doesn't allow it, you can always go back because it's on YouTube. So you can go back at any time and get the word and get the message and be right on time with what's going on. You won't get left behind. All right? I'm going to unmute the line so y'all can say goodbye to one another. Like I said, I pray that your week is blessed. And y'all meet us here tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
All right. Y'all have a blessed
Amen.
Day.
Yeah, everybody
have
a blessed
Amen. Day. Amen.
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 God bless you all.
Great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Have a blessed one. Hey, Brother
Andre. Hey, Sister Gloria. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.